Part 5, Aviation. 1. The first men to fly. Men always wanted to fly. For hundreds of years, they watched birds flying and wished that they could fly too. Birds fly very easily. They beat the air with their wings and climb up through the air. Then they spread their wings and float on the air. The air keeps them up. Men knew how to make kites hundreds of years ago. Kites could stay in the air for many hours. If birds and kites can stay up in the air, perhaps we can, they thought. At first, they made wings like birds. Then they jumped off high buildings and tried to fly. Many men did this, but they all failed to fly. They crashed to the ground. Some were killed, and some were badly hurt. After many failures, they stopped trying to fly with wings. Then two brothers tried another way. Can you guess which way? They tried balloons. Hot air is lighter than colder air, they said. That is why hot air goes upwards. If we fill a balloon with hot air, it will go upwards. They built a balloon. It was made of thin cloth and paper. They lit a fire beneath it. Up into the air it went. It reached a height of 1,800 meters. Then the air inside the balloon became cool, and it came slowly down and gently rested on the ground. A few months later, the brothers sent up another balloon. This time there was a basket hanging underneath it. In the basket there were three animals, a sheep, a duck, and a hen. The balloon travelled through the air to a place 2.5 kilometers away. Then it came down safely to earth. Now it was time for men to fly. In October 1783, the brothers' other balloon went up. This time a man went with it. The balloon did not rise very far. It went only 25 meters. It was tied to the ground by a rope. A month later, two men went up in a balloon full of hot air. This time there was no rope. A great crowd of people watched. The balloon rose to a height of 900 meters. The wind blew it along for 9 kilometers. Then it came gently back to earth. Men had traveled through the air for the first time. Other men filled balloons with a gas called hydrogen. Hydrogen is much lighter than air. Balloons filled with this gas were able to travel long distances. But the men in the baskets underneath could not steer them. They went where the wind took them. Later, balloons were made in the shape of a cigar. These were called airships. They had engines to drive them along, and they could be steered a little. But they were still blown about by the wind. The hydrogen gas was dangerous too. It caught fire very easily. There were many accidents, and many people died. At last, they stopped making airships. 2. Jet propulsion. Look at this picture. Do you know what it is? What makes the sphere rotate? It is a simple jet engine, which was built by a Greek scientist many, many years ago. So the principle of jet propulsion is not a new one. We know that water evaporates and expands when it is heated. 1 cubic centimeter of water produces about 12 cubic centimeters of steam. When water changes into steam, the heat gives energy to the water molecules. They move in all directions, thus causing expansion. This is why compressed steam is a valuable source of energy. A modern jet plane uses the same sort of energy. Backward thrust produces forward motion. Action is equal to reaction. You don't need the above apparatus to test this basic scientific principle. Just blow up a balloon, let it go, and ask yourself what makes it move. Now look at this diagram of a turbojet aeroplane engine. The burning of the fuel heats the air, which is forced out through the exhaust pipe and provides the forward thrust. It is the smoke from the exhaust pipe which can be seen behind a jet plane in the sky. A jet plane can reach much higher speeds than a normal plane. The world's fastest jet plane has reached a speed of 2,200 miles per hour and a height of nearly 100,000 feet. 3. What helicopters do for us. It may not have occurred to you before, but helicopters have one distinct difference from all other vehicles, and it is this. They do not need to have anything built on the ground before they can begin work. A railway train cannot run until the track has been laid. Ships need ports and quays. Lorries and cars need roadways. Aeroplanes need aerodromes with concrete runways. But a helicopter is free to go almost anywhere. It can go over swamps and forests. It can cross rivers and mountains. And it can take off or land almost anywhere without any special preparations. This is what makes the helicopter such a useful vehicle. It is this special ability, too, that will one day make helicopters a particularly cheap form of transport, because all the expense involved in laying down roads and railways is avoided. Because helicopters can go almost anywhere, they have been especially useful to explorers. In the jungles of South America, they have helped explorers looking for new places to sink oil wells. First of all, the helicopters lift the geologists and mineralogists into the heart of the jungle, trying first one area and then another. And when they find a place that seems likely to yield oil, the helicopters can bring in drilling equipment. They can bring huts in pieces and very nearly everything that may be needed. If a telephone is needed from the jungle outpost back to the main base, then the wires themselves can be laid across the jungle treetops. All the helicopter has to do is to fly close over the trees, unreeling the cable from a big drum as it goes. It is very comforting for explorers in such places to know that if they are injured or fall ill, they can be flown back to hospital in a few hours. Only 20 years ago, a sick man prospecting in the heart of the jungle might have faced a journey of several weeks, traveling part of the way on a bumping stretcher carried by natives, and part of the way in a slow-moving canoe. Big helicopters can lift loads up to about 10 tons. As they can go anywhere and can hover over any chosen spot, these helicopters make excellent flying cranes. Before the days of helicopters, the task of building a radio station on top of a high mountain might have meant building a road or a cable railway first. But a helicopter can carry all the building materials and the workmen up into position quite easily. Putting a new top on a high structure like a lighthouse used to mean that a scaffolding even higher than the lighthouse had to be built first of all. Now a helicopter can be used to fly over and lower the part gently into position. A helicopter has been used to lower a new cross onto the spire of a church in the same way. Helicopters have saved thousands of people from the sea, and they have saved the people from mountaintops. They are already doing all kinds of useful things, but their story has hardly begun. As they get bigger and more efficient, more and more work will be found for them to do, because they combine in one vehicle the lifting power of a crane with the carrying power of a lorry. Yet they need no roads or railways and can go anywhere. 4. Rockets. A rocket is the only vehicle which can journey into the vacuum of space, that is, the vast part of space that has no air. Other means of transport require friction, as do the wheels of a train, or air for lift, as required by a balloon, while all need air to burn their fuel, whether it is the petrol in a motor car or the oil in a ship. A rocket is independent of air because it contains an explosive mixture which consists both of a fuel to be burnt and a supply of oxygen. When these are burnt, the resulting thrust caused by the intensely hot and expanding gases can be controlled and directed to push the rocket in the required direction. The power got from some of the chemicals is enormous, which is just what is required to overcome the pull of the Earth's gravity, which would otherwise bring the rocket back to the Earth's surface again. Although explosives were probably known to the Egyptians 3,000 years ago, the rocket itself was invented in China in the 12th century. There is a record of it being used in the siege of Beijing in AD 1232. And there is even a story of a Chinese mandarin of the 15th century who harnessed 47 large rockets to a chariot, though this brought him to an untimely end. By the 17th century, rockets were used in many countries as weapons of war. They were similar to the present-day firework, consisting of a cylindrical tube into which were pressed the chemicals to be burned, i.e., the propellants. Usually, this mixture was gunpowder. As the rocket propellants burn, they make vast quantities of gas, which press outwards against the tube in all directions. This gas escapes freely through the nozzle, so there is no pressure there. But the gas pressing against the opposite end pushes the whole rocket forward. This can be seen in the case of a balloon. If it is blown up and the neck then released, the internal pressure of air on the side opposite to the neck will make it move in that direction. This shows that the pushing is being done from inside. As long as there is an internal pressure, i.e., for so long as the rocket burns its propellant, it will continue to go faster and faster. The flaming exhaust is not doing any pushing at all, but only escaping freely. The more easily it can escape, the faster will the rocket move. This shows that a rocket will work best in a vacuum, where there is no air, either to slow down the exhaust or cause air resistance at the nose. In other words, the rocket works best in space and is the ideal vehicle for space journeys. The basic law which explains the motions of rockets is called Newton's third law of motion. It says, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. This can be used also to tell us how fast a rocket can move. Suppose a 1-ton shell is being fired from a 10-ton cannon. When the firing takes place, the shell moves in one direction and the cannon in the other, due to its recoil. If the cannon moved back at 1 mile per hour, we know then that the shell was ejected at 10 miles per hour, because the mass, or weight, multiplied by the speed must give the same total in both cases. A rocket is more like a machine gun than a cannon, though instead of ejecting a stream of individual bullets, it ejects a continuous stream of gas.